spirits. They were treacherous spirits. They had no regard for human life. They took everything. When it says that they took of every woman that they chose, that doesn't mean that they took a wife. They took many wives. Their goal was to populate the earth so that the promise of Jesus would not be fulfilled in Genesis chapter 3. Because God's judgment against Satan was that he would cause the seed of the woman to bruise his head. That was Jesus. So here comes Satan again. I refuse to let that happen. So what am I going to do? I'm going to create an abnormality and deform the plan of God for mankind. There will be no resurrection. But God stopped it. And that's exactly what God's doing for you. He's stopping it. He's stopping every lie, everything that has come against your life to strip you, to seduce you of your right mind. Everything that has come out of your past that you thought that door was closed, God said, I'm closing it tonight. This is your final encounter with all that nonsense because I've given you the victory. The word of God says, Shihan, temptuous, a violent commotion, a disturbance, a state of agitation. See, these are demonic spirits we're dealing with. This is not flesh and blood. Turn to Ephesians 6. Look at verse 10. Somebody read it to me, please. Somebody besides my husband. See, sometimes if you read it, you get it. Sometimes you read it, you can get it. Pastor, you can read it. Yeah, go ahead, read it. Read it loud. Put it in the atmosphere so the devil can get mad. Finally, my brethren, he's talking to the body. Go.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darkness.
Stop. The word says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That word strong means this, and the Lord is talking to you. I know that there's anomalies out there. I know that there's giants that are beating down your door. I know you're frustrated. I know you're agitated. Look, when you feel agitated, you know your little children are just getting on your nerves. That's not normal. You get agitated. Listen to what I'm saying. How many women in the natural get so agitated with their children that they drown them? That is not normal. That is a demonic spirit, is an anomaly to destroy the seed of promise. We're talking about demonic spirits. You can look at Jude. In the book of Jude, it talks about those angels reserved in darkness. These are the fallen angels that calls themselves by the command of the Satan. This is the root of it. To infiltrate the human race so that the seed of promise would not be fulfilled. To be empowered. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. To be empowered. Increase in strength. To become greater in size. To multiply. What did God speak to Abraham? What did God speak to Israel? One of his greatest promises was, I will multiply you. Why? Because I'm going to use you as the standard of influence in the earth. That same word. We sing that song, I'm of the seed of Abraham, and his blessings rest on me. I'm of the seed of Abraham. What does that mean? That means God wants me to multiply after my kind. Isn't that what we read in Genesis 1:26? When he created man in his image? Now multiply. Now do as I've done. Why? Because you are the element of influence. The enemy is afraid of you. That's why he intimidates us the way we do. He's afraid of what you will do if you get a hold of this word and begin to use it as a sword, as a weapon against him, and begin to run on your Goliath and cut off his head. That's who God called you to be. Multiply. Yes, there's giants. The reason why Israel did not go into the land of promise and had to tarry for 40 years because they feared what they saw. And when you fear what you see, you no longer have faith in what God has spoken unto thee. You count him as a liar. That's why he said, I've not given you a heart yet to perceive. I'm telling you just enough to strengthen you in this moment in time. Because if I told you, do you know that we had a friend that she begged the Lord to take her home because she feared the last days. And he honored her because she was faithful. She missed out on being a witness in this generation because she had wisdom. And we're missing out on this generation because the enemy has put fear in us. And some of that fear comes generationally. Our mothers were intimidated easily. Her mother was intimidated. She didn't do anything. She didn't let her voice be heard. One of the key things in the body of Christ is you must let your voice be heard on high. When worship comes, open your mouth and sing. The word says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what? Against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Dominions, authorities. Extremely violent. They are not passive. They have no regard for human nature. You know what the Holy Spirit gave me an example. Is anyone familiar with the Geneva Convention? You ever heard of the Geneva Convention? I know, I'm dating myself too. Okay. It's all right. The Geneva Convention, you know what I'm talking about. The Geneva Convention was made up of like four treaties or so. And they always kept amending certain things because people weren't complying with what it said. Actually, what it was a standard. Somebody go home and look up that word. It was a standard by which nations agreed upon to treat prisoners of war with an element of respect. Not just, what blew my mind, it wasn't just the prisoners of war, but it was the people that were also innocent bystanders that might have been involved or got caught up in the war who was mistreated and abused because they used them as pawns for negotiation. But many times, these treaties were not respected because men, we found out later when they returned home, were mistreated violently. They were tortured just for the sake of it, just because they could do it. And it's the same thing with these giants. They have a disregard for what is holy and what is true. Turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3. Isn't this the prophetic word we heard tonight? This know also, that in the last days, let me read the Amplified. But understand this, that in the last days will come, set in perilous times, a great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greed of desire. That word inordinate means without restraint or moderation. That means whatever they have to do to get it, to monopolize it, they're going to do it at your expense most of the time. You know, we see on the news years ago, they started the fleecing of America. That's been going on for years. It wasn't a new revelation. People have been mistreated by people of CEOs of company. If they saw your land and they thought it would be prosperous, that they could use it, they would manipulate the government to get your land and move you out. That's not a new revelation. That's been going on for years. We know a friend that happened to. She has money, but because the government wanted her property, they took it from her. It's a right of government. It's a law. It's a right of government. And you can't fight it legally. You're not going to win. And this is what he's saying. not having a regard for your human concern. You're not dealing with a brother. You're not dealing with somebody that's... We are talking about the devil who goeth about seeking whom he may devour. And when he devours you, he chews you up and he spits you out and he moves on to the next one. Next. But God didn't leave us hopeless. We'll get to that. It says, inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, and ungrateful, unholy, and profane. Let me ask a question. Why are we still hanging around people and they curse all the time? Why? Why? We sit around them and you know, we tell people they can't help themselves. That's just the way they are. No, they're not. That's not just the way they are. They're profane, they're disobedient, they have no regard, no natural affection for anything. They will not hold God in their consciousness. And they do it to you, and every time you do it, I want you to get this. Every time you hang around them, watch how your thoughts, every once in a while, hears the curse word that they say. You thought, ooh, where did that come from? Because now they have become your element of influence. And God is saying you need to separate yourself. You need to separate yourself. Because what God's getting ready for you to do, you can't be around that environment. So you have to pray in the Spirit and begin to pray with the understanding. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all the saints, for everybody, for them, but you don't have to hang around them. Well, I want to show the love of Jesus. You need to show it from a distance. You know, my daughter says to me sometimes, from a distance, that's right, from a distance. We need to get a distance and say, Lord, I can't allow myself to succumb to this attitude. And let me tell you something. If it's a husband or if it's a wife that's acting ungodly, then we need to know how to pray. We need to know how to pray. Ask God to teach us how to pray. The word is right there. To teach us how to pray in the Spirit. Because they're influencing you. And God can show you how to walk in godly behavior that you don't succumb to these things. Let's go on. Verse 3. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting to no truce and appeasement. Nothing will satisfy them. They want war. They want to be angry. You ever see some people just want to be angry? I have a family member like that. When I was growing up as a child, remember I said that people don't, they underestimate you? You know, when I was a child, I didn't like to fight physically. I was always around my mother. I just didn't like to fight. Well, I had a relative, and she always liked to fight. And she was always, like I said, all my brothers and sisters are like this. She always wanted to pick on me because I was little. And she underestimated me. My mother used to say, don't bother, Phyllis. Leave her alone. Just leave her alone. And she'd push me. She'd go in my room, throw my stuff down. Just was mean, you know. And I try to do nice things for her. You know, can I do something for you? No, just leave me alone, just me. One day, my mother kept saying, leave her alone. And I said, Mama, please help me because I don't want to get into a confrontation with her. Well, one day she came into my room. I'm sitting there reading. She comes in my room and throws everything off of my dresser and said, now what are you going to do? I'm telling you, I wasn't saved. My mother was, and I think she had a revelation in the Spirit. That's why she said, leave her alone. I'm short. Next thing I know, my mother was pulling me off her. I had her down on the ground beating her. That was the last time she bothered me. But that was flesh. Flesh got satisfaction. But see, God wants to transfer you from that into the Spirit. Because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. That's a temporary satisfaction. God's talking about something that's eternal. We don't get satisfaction out of that now. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. And it can only be done by the Spirit. Get today's message and you'll find out how. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. Let me tell you. Okay, let's move on. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. Have you noticed that the TV commercials and television programs have changed? We watch less and less TV. My husband tell you, I like real old, stupid movies. Old black and white, stupid movies. And my husband say, why are you watching that? Because I like to relax sometimes. And I'll watch, you know, what's that, like Andy Hardy, and he gets on my nerves sometimes. But everything is sensually evolved. Everything, you know, there was a time that you didn't show certain things on television. It was just unheard of. You know, when they showed personal items, they had a dummy. You remember Jane Russell, the actress? She used to have the Playtex. She was up there with the dummy. Well, now there is nothing hidden from the imagination. Everything is said that can be said. Everything that's perverse, and there were some things that they didn't bring on till late after 12 midnight. They bring it on all hours of day. You can see it. Your child can see it. The thing is, do you get up and do you walk away? Because you're feeding on it. Your spirit, your natural spirit is feeding on it. Because if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, he's going to give you a check. He's going to put you in alignment and say, you don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be watching that. Because you watch a little bit and you find yourself watching a lot. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, yes, it is. Too many pictures start coming up in your mind when you're not where you should be. Too many things are infiltrating. Because there are pleasures that God never intended us to indulge in outside of marriage. There are pleasures that God never intended for us to be involved in outside of marriage. And if you have a wife or a husband, maintain with your wife and husband, not seeking comfort somewhere else. That was free. Verse 6. For among them are those who worm into homes and captivate silly and weak-natured and spiritually dwarfed women, loaded down with the burden of their sins and easily swayed and led away by various evil desires and seductive impulses. They are not self-controlled. They are not chaste. Whatever their flesh dictates to them, that's what they do. And trust me, I've learned something from talking to people and counseling with people. It's just not the young ones. It's the older ones too. It's all generations. Because these spirits have been loosed in the earth. And I'm going to say this. We were talking about a minister today at the table. We were talking about a minister. We just mentioned his name. But there are certain ministries. This is one I want you to get a grip of. Because, you know, sometimes we're very critical of ministries that fall. I'm just going to keep you about 5 more minutes. There are certain ministries that fall, and we're very critical of them because they fell. And some of them fall into some unbelievable sins, some unbelievable doctrines. But there was a time when this brother used to have great revelation from God. I don't know if you're aware of that. He had great revelation of God. And before he entered into a fall, I'm not going to tell you his name. Before he entered into a fall, he was on an airplane flying over the States. God gave him a revelation. And this is before he was under this attack and fell. He had a revelation, and God showed him that when the wall fell in Russia, remember what I'm saying about these giants, when the wall fell in Russia, that all of those demonic spirits that were in Russia came over the atmosphere of America and told the principalities that were over America. He saw this in an open-eyed vision flying over the States. Spoke to the demonic spirits that were over America that were dwarfed compared to the ones from Russia. And they told them, join us or get out of the way. And right after that, he fell and has a perverted doctrine. And I believe that this man was under extreme attack. and didn't know how to battle it, and he succumbed to wrong doctrine. When we hear of men and women of God falling, becoming truth makers, self-centered and conceited, we need to know that the spirit of Shihan, that temptuous, ruthless, demonic spirit, has stepped in. And we need to start warring for them in the spirit. When I look at certain Christian networks and I know what they're doing is does not comply with the word of God, my husband will tell you, I'll start interceding in the spirit. I start praying. And I call their name. I call their name that they might be restored. We can do a lot of talking, but God said, will you do anything about restoring them? I want them restored because my plan for them is not over. My purpose for them is not over. Turn to Hebrews 9:11 quickly. And somebody read it. Debbie, you got it? Debbie, read it for me, babe, please. Yes. Keep going. Having what? Obtained eternal redemption for us. Meaning that these demonic spirits no longer have power over you, except you give them that influence over you. Keep reading. That's it. Purge your conscience from dead works. What did we say the giants were? Part of that name, Raphim, mean what? Dead. He already solved that problem. And this is what Satan feared, that he would cleanse your conscience from those dead works, being violent, being angry, being undisciplined, being covetous, being heady, being high-minded, that he might cleanse your conscience. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. Okay. One more. 1 Peter 2:24. Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to what? Sins. To anything that would violate God's truth regarding you. Anything that would try to curse God's plan and purpose in your life. You have already been given the solution. I don't care how many anomalies, how many lies, how many death traps Satan tries to set. He bore it all for you that you might walk in the liberty and the freedom of the kingdom of God, and that you might do even as he did in the earth. For God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing all manners of diseases and casting out devils. That means you have the same authority of Jesus Christ. Who in his own self bare our sicknesses in his own body on the tree, excuse me, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, right standing with God, by whose stripes ye are healed. That means not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, socially, and financially. You are healed in your conversation, in your attitude, in your choices. It's time to make the right choices. Stand to your feet. I never finish, but it's okay. Hallelujah. Where's my sister? Come help me, sweetie. You're doing such a good job. Come help me. I want you to play that song for me again about this is the air I breathe. Play that for me. And where's those sisters that were singing tonight? Come do that for me. Come on, move quickly. I need you to help me tonight because I want to move quickly. I know people have to work tomorrow. Who else? Who else was singing? Come on, sweetie, help me. Just sing it worshipfully for me, please. I want you to think about what was said tonight. Henry, there's a change on your face. You look different, I'm just telling you. I don't know how you feel inside, but you sure look different to me. You look freer. You look more peaceful. And it's only the beginning.
Hallelujah.
It's only the beginning. You can trust him. Are you a member of this church? Are you? No, Henry, behind you. Are you a member of any church? No, I'm talking to you, Henry. Don't turn around. I'm talking to you. No, yeah. Are you a member of any church? Okay, you had to think about it now. I'm not going to solicit for the pastor here, but I feel, I just met him. And you know, we can know each other by the Spirit. I feel that he will nurture you here, both of you. And he will love you, him and his wife. Amen. And if you don't know them, I introduce you. Trust me, I'm very serious. I introduce you to Pastor Greg and to Pastor Debbie. Wave at them. So you introduce yourself to them and you let the Holy Spirit lead you. Because you need someone to cover you and nurture you and strengthen you to let you know that you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Because you got one now. Amen, both of you. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise to them. Hallelujah. I believe the Spirit of the Lord ministered to some of you. And I know it's hard to believe that, you know, we don't want to get into that idea of, you know, that there's something out there. I'm telling you, the atmosphere. But we have the authority to pierce the darkness. Amen. By the word of our mouth, the confession of our mouth. And to move beyond the barriers of fear. I'm going to ask you that while they're worshiping, while they sing, just lift your hands for a moment. And under the unction of the Holy Spirit, some of you need to rededicate your lives to the Lord. Some of you haven't accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior. I want you to come first. But I want you to lift your hands as they sing this song, and I want you to start moving out of your seats. Look,